And 6:06, it is clear, 71 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a warm and breezy day with a high of 86. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Fire crews in Guthrie this morning are dealing with hot spots following that massive wildfire that killed one person and destroyed almost a dozen homes. Originally reported as a controlled burn that got out of hand, fire officials are now backing away from that statement. Kirby Smith is with the Oklahoma Forestry Service.
That's information they're still working on, and certainly information that we wouldn't release as to not compromise the investigation.
Criminal charges, including murder, could be filed if it's learned the blaze was no accident. Well, in addition to curtailing the arts in Tulsa, Mayor Bartlett's proposed budget would mean 66 crossing guards would be out of work. The $673 million spending plan is some $28 million less than the current city budget. The city council has until the end of June to make tweaks to the spending plan and are expected to be lobbied hard to do so by parents and arts patrons. Oklahoma Democrat, U.S. Senate candidate Connie Johnson is critical of Governor Fallon's planned review of last week's bungled execution. She says a Fallon cabinet member should not be heading up a review of the death penalty protocol.
When something goes wrong in that process, to have an accountable process whereby the evaluation of what happened is carried out by people who are independent of this particular administration.
The governor appointed Public Safety Commissioner Michael Thompson to carry out that review. Meanwhile, attorneys for the state have until tomorrow to respond to a death row inmate's request for at least a six-month delay in his scheduled execution, pending a review into the state's botched execution last week. The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals yesterday directed the state to respond to the request by inmate Charles Warner, who is scheduled to be put to death by lethal injection next Tuesday for the 1997 killing of an 11-month-old girl. The Tulsa Police Organized Gang Unit conducts a big pot bust. Sergeant Sean Larkin says 22 pounds of high-grade marijuana and some 1.5 pounds of psychedelic mushrooms and nearly $333,000 in cash was recovered.
Yeah, this is a big one. I mean, I've been on the department 17 years now, and I can only think of one cash seizure larger than that I'm aware of. I mean, I've been out Special Investigation Division now since 2007.
Narcotics officer and his canine partner Buster aided in that investigation. A mother and her three children are homeless this morning after a fire overnight at Sapulpa. The fire investigators are looking for the cause of that blaze. No one was injured. The Tulsa mulch site moves to a larger location. The current 50-acre site will move to 400 acres, located near 129th East Avenue, just off of Pine. Director of Streets and Stormwater, Roy Teeters, says the new location is better because it will allow more room
to service more citizens at a time. Plus, it's going to allow us to have some cost savings because we will not be having to transport the wood chips for land reclamation. We'll be able to use the wood chips that we make on site to do land reclamation at that location.
He says it will allow them to do more stuff, such as offering those free wood chips and firewood. The new mulch site opens June 11th. Our weather forecast, breezy and warm, a high today of 86. Tonight, thunderstorms possible after midnight, down to 67 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, and a high of 78. And on Friday, a 40% chance of rain and a high of 78. National Weather Service radar is clear. Now at 610, it is clear and 71. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.